This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North convenience stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It is legal tampering day in the NFL and on the WIP Afternoon Show.
Legal tampering day. It's get paid day.
Yeah, it is get paid day.
Man.
Now, if we could legal tamper with any other show on the station, who would you try to bring over? Who would the legal tampering be? I'm sorry, I just thought of this as I was saying it, so I didn't bring it up to you before.
That's a good question.
We don't want the camera.
Never.
Rear would be one.
Yeah,
we don't need Giglio.
No.
Love
no.
Giglio.
You and Giglio wouldn't be.
People would hate us. Yeah, enough hate for one show. Yeah. Which is
should do anything for us.
Yeah. I gotta go. DK.
Yeah, but I feel like we're already in the process of taking.
Yeah,
DK.
Well,
I got
two people: Scoops, Caney, and Elliot.
Well, Elliot's ours. Yeah, like
yeah, but we loan him out to pretty much everybody.
He's on too many other different shows. Yeah, I would love to sign him to an exclusive deal, and then just have him on the same exact amount. I don't need him on more.
Yeah, we just want him off the other show.
Yeah. It's just about having the
Yes,
I like that.
Yeah, Jolly.
He doesn't really add anything to the other shows.
Jolly.
Yeah, well, Jolly's a big answer.
Do your other shows fight with Elliot?
No, they ask him real questions, and then they
respect his opinion.
Yeah, on this show.
Like he's an expert.
We don't respect anyone's opinion on this show.
No, but that's why Elliot shines on our show because we show everyone how good he can fight.
What? I didn't think about that till Jack just said it. He does not argue with anybody on any other show.
No, they treat him like an expert. Here, we treat him like he doesn't know anything. I love you, Elliot. I'm sorry. Now I feel bad about it.
No, I know.
Okay.
Now, we could have Jolly exclusive just for his takes on Daryl Morey. Did you hear this one from a couple weeks ago, Spike?
Why are we not coming down his throat? Oh. Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
I'm glad you played the rest of it. When I first heard that, I only heard the one snippet. I'm like, hold on, man.
Not really.
They let anything go on these night shows around here?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so leaning on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
Jolly versus Spike on Daryl?
Oh, my God.
Two times is enough.
Well, listen, Sniffles Lakin, what is he going to do?
Sniffles Lakin.
Oh, man.
Teach him not to take another day off.
Yeah.
I mean, he called me at like 10:02, trying to lay it on real. I think he coughed.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry.
It's like you
feel. He's going to kill you, man.
Well, we've all done the thing where you call out. Dude, the sickest I've ever been, I can still make a phone call and sound normal. But when you call out sick, you're always like, oh, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it in.
Can't possibly make it to work.
It's not like he's digging ditches here. He just sits in the studio over there. The hell can he come in?
Wow.
Doesn't even have an office.
I don't know if you've heard, but I was the program director here. I came in through all of COVID. Meanwhile, this guy's got the sniffles over here. He can't come into work.
They call it the Clearwater sniffles.
Yeah.
The Clearwater sniffles, man. It's there for like 4 days.
Jolly's out here with unwanted advances on Daryl Morey. And
why are we not coming down his throat? Why are we so lenient on Daryl Morey? It drives me insane.
I got nothing to do with this. Rod is at home listening. You know he's at home listening.
Oh, yeah. The yes. Twitter.
Unless he's too sick.
Yeah. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's Jewelers are jewelers, not just jewelry resellers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Is the potential loss, as I guess it's just the loss now, is the loss of Josh Sweat and Milton Williams a big deal? 51.6% say no.
That's gone down.
Yeah. Because now they're actually gone.
Yeah, now they're actually gone.
Yeah, when we first put it up, Milton Williams was iffy, Josh Sweat was no, now they're both gone. Like, they're pretty good, and the other thing that makes me more nervous is the Joe Banner tweet about the cap situation being, because I was convincing myself, maybe the Eagles are just lying in the weeds, right? But if they don't have money to spend, it's just bargain basement shopping. It's going to be bargain basement on the defensive line. So one guy that did not get the bargain basement treatment is Saquon Barkley, who was under contract for the next 2 years, but they gave him $41 million. And he did a press availability today.
A.J. Brown there, by the way.
A.J. was there supporting
this
guy?
Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Here's what Saquon had to say about his new contract.
How did this all come about, and were you surprised by it?
I think it was just mutual. You know, the love I have for his organization, and wanting to be here for a very long time, and you know, the same thing that they feel for me, obviously it shows. So I'm just thankful for, you know, obviously the extension, but being part of his organization from top to bottom, they do it the right way. Everybody in the building. So to be able to be part of this for, you know, another 4 years, I think it is, and hopefully more. I'm super excited about that.
It was mutual.
Yes. Twist that knife, man.
Yeah.
Just keep twisting it. Keep twisting it top to bottom. First class organization.
Yep. Oh, man. It was mutual.
Giants fans, man. Oh, yeah. No, it being mutual basically just means that, yeah, Saquon felt he deserved a little bump there.
Yeah.
I don't blame him.
No, of course not.
I don't blame him. Listen, the Eagles got it done. And, I know the numbers. I thought it may be some sort of cap advantage. Clearly, it's not a cap advantage.
Another cap. They actually lost $1 million.
Yeah, they actually lost money on doing it.
Yeah.
But they felt it was warranted, and they had no problem with doing it. That's you know, you have to. I don't even imagine how he feels. And I know the money is great. I'm not counting his pockets. But he's been getting paid since he came into the league as the number two overall pick.
Yeah.
But there's an appreciation that the Eagles have shown Saquon in just 1 year's time that makes him feel this way. Right? Like the way they have valued him, the way they have made him a priority, the way they have made him feel welcome. It every time I hear him give this example, I can't help but think that some of that is directed for the Giants to hear. When he says, you know, he's in contact with other great running backs, Marshall Faulk, he brings up an awful lot, and he brings him up for the example of Marshall being that pick for the Colts and how great he was as a Colts player, and they traded him to the Rams. And this was before the Rams were even good. You know, Marshall went there, and now Marshall is pretty much known as a Ram. But I remember Marshall Faulk when he's with the Colts.
The Colts, yeah.
Yes.
It's funny you say that. I remember it clearly, but I wouldn't even think of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, Marshall Faulk, when he was with the Colts, rushed for 1,000 yards and received 4,000 yards in the same year. I think he was the second back to do that. Roger Craig did it as well. So that is meaningful for Saquon. And for me, it's as meaningful as an Eagles fan, an alumni, that he's like, you know what? I want to be known as an Eagle. That's what I want to be known. I won a Super Bowl here. I've done some great things here, and hopefully I'll continue to do that. And, man, if this dude can stay healthy, man, if this dude can stay healthy over the next 4 years, we could be looking at Saquon as the all-time leading rusher for the Eagles. off to a great start, getting 2,000 yards in his first year.
Shady is number
6,000 something, yes.
Oh, then he
so
can
it's
hit
not,
that.
That's what I'm saying. It's not that far off that he could get it.
He needs 4 years.
Yeah, he needs about 4 years, you know, with a good 1,300 a year or something around there. But not only that, it also puts him in position of being a Hall of Fame running back.
Yeah.
And he wants that to be in an Eagles uniform. Man, come on, man. Yeah, Saquon. We need to take care of Saquon. Don't wear him down this year. They should want to limit Saquon's touches this year.
They
said what's 500 last year?
507.
Yeah, I need to get that thing out like 350 if they can.
Dude, it's crazy.
300 or three, somewhere between 300 and 350.
But just one thing, Jack. And if you figure he's going to play, if you figure on playing 19 or 20 games.
Yeah, that's what we're counting on.
That's 17 touches a game.
Yeah.
You know, so, and that is.
That's doable.
It's doable, but it is a massive difference.
Yeah.
I mean, they definitely need to. He's going from 25 to 17. Mm-hmm. So that's it's a third of his touches gone. That it just, they're going to have to pass the ball more, and they're going to need that, if it's Shipley, to just take on more carries. They're going to have to do it. It's going to have to be part of the plan. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, Jack, go ahead.
No, it's just to put it in perspective. Like, Saquon's already 22nd all-time in Eagles rushing yards in their history of their franchise. He's 150 behind Kurell Buchholter, who's here for 7 seasons.
Yeah.
He is right behind Charlie Gardner, like 200 behind Charlie Gardner.
Two of my teammates.
Yeah, and Herschel Walker, he's 300 behind.
I did not play with him.
Already. That's after one season.
After 1 year. Yeah. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right, 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP. Derek.
Yo, what's up? Yo, Ike.
Yo, D.
What's up?
What's up, Ike?
Can you hear me? I was ready to take you off the list, man.
Oh, what happened?
But your impression of, I'm saying your impression of Denzel, it brought you back to us.
All right. I'm slowly digging my way out of the hole. I'm digging out of there, man, slowly but surely.
Yeah, I feel like Ike's had a pretty good month in that respect, to be honest with you.
Now, here's my problem, Spike. I wonder if you've noticed this.
What?
He's forgotten some other things to make up for.
Oh, yes.
He's forgotten some interviews we've done.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there was an episode of Married with Children where Kelly was like on Jeopardy or something, and Bud found out that she could only remember so many things. So to get the answers into her head, he made her forget regular things that she already knew. And I feel like that's happened with us.
Kind of, The brain can only hold so much, man.
Right?
Hey, they don't get a vote though. Anyway, I was at Larry's Cheesesteaks, right?
Yep.
And I'm ordering a steak, and somebody behind me, I hear this voice, and I'm like, "Why does that sound like Daryl Morey?" The only reason why I knew who he was is from that cut that y'all play, right? What's he say? Hi,
hey,
Mark.
John. Hey, Mark. How you doing?
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That one. So that's all. As I'm eating my cheesesteak, that's all I keep hearing. But I didn't want to blow him up. So when we got outside, I was like, "Yo, you Daryl Morey?" And he was like, "Yeah, how'd you know?" And I told him about that cut. WIP or whatever. And all he could do was laugh. But honestly, though, he was. I don't know if he a celebrity, but he was one of the nicest people that I met. Like,
now, where's Larry's Cheesesteak?
It's in West Philly. It's right off of City Line Avenue.
Is that the one Kobe liked?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one Kobe said his favorite, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
It has the belly filler, home of the belly filler.
It ain't now.
Big one. Oh, it's not anymore?
It ain't now, man. Kobe, that was, man, I don't want to blast him, but that was one of the worst jumps I had there in a long time.
Oh, wow.
That was cool, man.
Yeah.
Is he out of breath when he talked to him?
Cool. I thought I was going to call in and tell that story.
Yeah, Daryl's nice to fans when they come up to them. Very much. Yeah, it's funny though. He's like 6'5".
Daryl's a big guy too, yeah, man. Yeah, he's a big guy.
It's not easy for him to hide, you know.
Right.
thank you for the call, Derek. Yeah, Larry's is right. I forget which street it's on. It's right off of City Line Avenue, right near that Wendy's on City Line, near St. Joe's.
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, we used to sneak off of, when I went to high school around there, we used to sneak off of campus lunchtime, go to Larry's, and the belly filler was their big giant cheesesteak that you
would eat. It's a Popeye's chicken down that way.
There is a Popeye's down there.
Yeah, I used to go there.
Yes.
Yeah, I knew somebody over in that area. Well, you know who lived there? Al Harris lived down the street in this big, his apartment complex on City Line Avenue.
Oh, on City Line
Avenue.
Yeah. Mark Davis, a bunch of Sixers live there.
Yeah.
Right,
Al Harris
right on
there.
The Philly side of City Line Avenue. Yeah.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Whoa. What? Tony and Glenside, you're on WIP. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I want to talk some football, man.
All right.
Now, this is,
welcome
this
to the show.
Yeah.
This is how I see it with Howie. We don't have positions available for first day guys. I mean, we got Slay going, but we have Ringo. Okay, we got Hunt still is still here in the $50 guy for
Bryce Huff.
Bryce Huff, yep. Right? But the thing about it is, these players are still going to be part time players. Whoever come in here will be a part time player. Because we're not going to just sit Hunt because we paid somebody else a whole bunch of money to play. Hunt will play. So these guys like Von Miller and Chase Young and Dante Fowler and Za'Darius Smith, they find in a reality that they're not worth what they think they were. So now that's when Howie come in. Come play for a championship team.
Yeah.
We can get close to what you want, but come play for us. You get a 90% chance we're going to be in the playoffs. And if we get hot and stay hot, we're going to the chip again. So I'm not worrying about what we lost because it's really only three people. Because if N'Kobe Dean wasn't hurt, he'll be a starter. So we're looking at Kazir White as a linebacker that could come back. Eric Kendrickson, Cody Barton, he's 6'2", 230, 37. He played under Vic Fangio from the Broncos.
Mm.
So these players are waiting their shot. They didn't get picked today, but Howie's saying, you can come play for us, but, you know what I mean, next probably like another 2 or 3 days, we're going to get our players.
Yeah. Right, what he's saying is that Howie, his selling point to some of these guys who are looking for big deals, who aren't going to get big deals, is that, hey, you got playing time you can fight for here that's going to be available for you, and it's a winning team. So you got a chance, like, where are you going to be seen more than here? Like, you're going to be on national TV, big games, you're going to have that opportunity, and depending on your age, you can hit free agency again next year.
And go back and get some money
and get paid.
Like they look.
Yeah.
You got Stephon Gilmore, the same age as
Slay.
Slay.
Mm-hmm.
He's out there. Asante Samuel Jr., he's out there. And they can share time with Kilo, with Ringo.
Ringo, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So the defensive tackles, you got Calais Campbell and you got Linval Joseph and you still got Hargrave can come back. So these players is out there. Howie's being smart right now because I'm not going to overpay for a player that's only going to play part-time anyway.
Well, Josh Sweat,
that's a fair point.
Yeah, but Josh Sweat didn't play part-time and neither did Darius Slay.
Oh, but Josh Sweat had Hunt. Josh Sweat had 2.5 sacks in the Super Bowl. Hunt had 1.5 and Sweat played more.
Dude, Josh Sweat was better than Jalix Hunt last year.
Though we understand that,
okay.
But it's time for the new breed to come up. And guess what? I went back and looked at the Super Bowl. You know how many times Sweat was blocked by a tight end? So where was their line leaning to?
To Carter.
All right then. So if the line leaning right, that means Sweat getting cracked back by some some tight end or running back or somebody. Sweat is a good player, but trust me, he's not no $20 million edge.
I agree. I agree with that.
So let's go ahead and go get Von Miller, Chase Young.
Chase Young, at least Chase Young is young.
Yeah,
Von Miller damn near 38.
Yeah, but I understand that. But I'm leaning towards Hunt to be the starter. Hunt gonna play.
Okay.
So I'm leaning for somebody to come in and spell Hunt, because Hunt, that's his side of the line now.
You think he's ready to go, huh?
I think he's ready to go the way he was balling in the Super Bowl.
As long as he puts on about 25 pounds.
Violence he was playing with. Hey, look, same thing with my boy on Nolan Smith on the other side. We said the same thing about him.
Yeah, but it took him 3 years.
Hey, well, you know what, man? When you're an athlete, and sometimes it may click that one time you get on the field, or it may take a season. But I think he's ready to go.
Okay.
But if he's not ready to go, you sign somebody like Chase Young.
Okay. Tony, why don't you give us a legendary movie scene for next question today?
Legendary movie scenes. Any scene from the Bad Boy series. I love them all. All three.
Big answer.
All right,
Tony. I've not seen the third one yet.
That is not a scene, though.
It's four of them.
I don't know. I just remember the first one.
The first one I definitely know. The second one was Gabrielle Union. She was in it.
The first one.
The third one was with his son.
And didn't one come out like 2 years ago or something?
Yeah, like Will Smith had an illegitimate son or something.
Okay.
Who became a drug dealer, I believe it was.
Okay.
Something like that. So I think it's four. They just made the fourth one.
By the way,
I haven't seen the fourth one yet.
This per Mike Florio.
Uh-oh.
Cornerback Darius Slay reported agreed to terms earlier today with the Steelers. He has not. Per a source with knowledge of the situation, there is, quote, no deal in place for Slay. Slay is indeed talking to the Steelers. The Eagles also might keep him. Mm-hmm. Slay remains under contract with the Eagles, but he has permission to speak to other teams to discuss a possible trade. Nothing is expected to be finalized until Wednesday. This is a little weird, a little different than the reporting that they were cutting him.
Right, because I think what it is the he's a
post-June 1st
designation.
But it is them saying, well, we might keep him,
right,
is different than...
Sure.
Yeah. I wonder...
I think the Isaiah Rogers thing
might have changed
them off a little bit.
Very excited for the CJGJ Darius Slay thing coming. Very excited.
Well, hold on. They got through the show or whatever on Saturday.
They did through the signing yesterday.
Yeah. They didn't say a word to each other. No.
Yeah, we need people who were at the signing yesterday to tell us how did they interact with each other.
Yeah. Did they give each other the dap handshake or the Jack handshake?
By the way,
yeah,
man, was the Jack handshake awkward?
Was that
no? It's just the
dead fish hand.
You get the regular handshake.
Oh,
not the love handshake.
Yeah, not the bro hug.
Yeah.
I get Obama.
Yes,
I tell you, fellas making a lot of money so far this offseason. I ain't even talking about free agency. I'm just talking about signings and appearances.
Dude, Coop's somewhere every day.
Oh, really? Signing autographs?
It's all over the place.
It's all over the country, really.
It's ridiculous.
Good for him.
Winning a Super Bowl, like, you should have done it. Like, you get so many perks off of winning a Super Bowl.
Like, you should have done it. What a line from Fritz over there.
Cold-blooded, man. Yep. It's true, though. It's true. And I tell you all the time. No, we should have won the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Everyone's getting paid.
Unbelievable. Right. What's up?
Well, I think Five knows already.
Yeah, he knows.
Yes.
Jack, what's coming up in the top five of five?
The five best Ike faces. Actually,
what?
Yeah. Like the
really?
Different faces of Ike.
Oh.
In different situations.
Oh, God.
Yeah, dude.
Well, it just means text line will come for me. It's okay.
It's trending that way early on text line.
Yeah, I thought so. See?
Nothing comes for me.
That is coming up next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.